There are at least 40 bills aimed at tinkering with the state's election laws in the works for the next legislative session. At least 15 of those bills come from just one lawmaker, Representative David Bates, a Republican from Windham.
My two priorities is, first of all, making sure that only residents of New Hampshire vote in our elections here. My other priority would be to ensure that everybody who registers and who votes in New Hampshire is required to show proof of their qualification.
Instead of packing lots of changes into one large bill, Bates says he decided to try to file lots of bills that would each take aim at one change. For example, Bates wants to remove just four words from a state law defining the term resident so that it would no longer cover those who intend to remain in New Hampshire, quote, for the indefinite future. That language has been at the heart of a debate over the state's existing voter eligibility standards. Some argue that it allows too much room for wrongful voting by people who are not long-term residents. But others say adding more stringent requirements would disenfranchise valid voters. Another Republican, Representative Norman Silber of Guilford, is sponsoring a bill to prevent college students who come from out of state to go to college in New Hampshire from voting here. Another bill from Silber would get rid of the state's same-day voter registration, something Governor-elect Chris Sununu has said he would support. Silber also wants to move to make party primaries closed so that undeclared voters or independents can no longer participate.
The purpose of having parties and party primaries is the candidate nominated in the party primaries is supposed to be a true believer in the party's principles and platform. Therefore, they should be selected by people who themselves are believers in the party, at least enough to, you may not agree with 100%, but at least enough to register.
Another Republican-sponsored bill would require that a person live in New Hampshire for 13 days before he or she can vote here. On the other side of the aisle, Democrats are focusing on a different set of changes to the state's voting systems. Two separate bills aim to roll out online voter registration in New Hampshire, a process that's already used by more than 30 other states. State Senator Betty Lasky also plans to reintroduce a bill to pilot new electronic poll books in a few communities. That would replace the stacks of paper checklists that are currently used to sign in voters on Election Day. And then there's at least one proposal that would change what happens after the election. Representative Will Pearson, a Democrat from Keene, wants to make it so that New Hampshire's electoral college votes are awarded to the winner of the national popular vote in presidential elections.
Some people have come to me with the argument that this is going to take away, like, New Hampshire's first and nation primary, and I just don't see how that happens, especially considering the primary is a separate entity from the general election and that it's largely a party-driven event.
11 other states have taken similar steps as part of a movement called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. The idea of revisiting the state's electoral votes got some attention also when an elector brought it up at this year's meeting of the Electoral College in New Hampshire. Whether it's something New Hampshire lawmakers, who are not exactly known for being keen to follow the lead of other states, are eager to explore, we'll find out in the months ahead. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.